This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Everyone turn to the first page in the book. I once heard a preacher say that, and it makes sense. How else are you going to understand the story? Have you ever missed the beginning of a movie or a TV show? Well, it kind of leaves you wondering. Now, I've been telling three stories here. One is America's story, as I understand it. One is the story of my personal quest for patriot nourishment. And the third is this story, the story of how I began to hear the call of God on my life. If you hadn't noticed, in all three cases, I've gone back to take a hard look at each story's beginning. It's very important. A lot of critical stuff is revealed in the beginning of stories, and if you miss the critical stuff at the beginning of the story, well, there's a good chance you might end up missing the whole point of the story. So that's why I've been very careful to start in the beginning. Now today, I'm going to close, at least for now, this third story, the story of where I hear the call of God. It will conclude at a farm in West Virginia, but it begins in a friend's basement where some buddies and I are practicing with our Christian band. All members of the same church, we gathered weekly in a member's basement. Our musical numbers were mostly original, and I had the privilege of writing or co-writing several tunes. We stayed together for only about 3 years and played outside of our own church only a few times. One evening in 79, a friend from the band and I met at my home with the intent of writing a song. A third friend had asked us to see if we could come up with a song built out of Psalm 100. Well, we did. It became popular in our church, and it was soon picked up by other churches in our area. Several years later, one of the song's contributors visited Mobile, Alabama, and found himself talking with a member of Integrity's Hosanna music team. After some negotiations, we agreed to allow them to record and market our song. Published in 1985, it is titled Shout Joyfully. Here's a brief snippet.
Enter his gates with a thankful heart. Come into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Shout, shout joyfully unto the Lord. Serving the Lord with gladness. Come before him.
So, 8 years before John and I published Bloodlines, we had a published song. It's crazy, isn't it? Now, this song traveled all over the world and was sung by tens of thousands of people in hundreds, perhaps 1,000 or more congregations. Looking back, I just shake my head in wonderment. Let's get back to the story of the band. Near the end of our not-so-storied career, our band went on a weekend retreat. We spent 3 days and 2 nights at a farm in West Virginia belonging to my wife Sally's uncle. It's a beautiful chunk of real estate. Anyway, Saturday evening of that weekend, we band members settled in around the hearth of a huge stone fireplace and shared our sense of what God had called us to do with our lives. I remember that night very clearly. When my turn came to share, I had difficulty finding the words. I fear that I didn't communicate well. I tried desperately to articulate a vision that included storytelling, songwriting, and using all of my creative energies to proclaim the message of God's kingdom. At the age of 28, I had begun to understand just a little bit that my country was in deep, deep trouble. And because of time with the Lord, sitting in his presence, probing his word, and leading others in worship, I also had a sense that he had called me to something. Just what? I was not yet sure, but three themes became clear to me that weekend. Kingdom, country, creativity. Nevertheless, I would still have 13 years to go as I walked out my own dark night of the soul.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.